Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little thing we like to call 15 minutes of heat here for you. Brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com as the Heat take on the Warriors tonight.
Are they really the Warriors?
A lot of Quentin Post Steph, tonight. No Kuminga either, right? Kuminga's been hurt. Oh,
no Steph. We got no Jimmy. No Kuminga. So let me get
no
this
Draymond
straight.
Either.
Let's just be clear. We don't know that. No, we don't know that everybody's out.
We know they're not.
They're showing their cards that nobody's
out. Without the other two.
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's a known thing that if he does play, believe me when I tell you, he's going to try and get kicked out. Like, it's a known thing. He's going to be gunning for two techs.
When they get down 20,
who, Draymond? Like,
Draymond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but it's like it's a NBA thing of like, if Steph doesn't play, Draymond looks for a way to get kicked out. So if he's the lone pony out there today, just keep an eye on that. Might be a lot of Moses Moody though.
Wait a minute, what's the line right now?
Good question.
He got to be like 7.5, 8.5 point favorite.
Heat are 6.5 point favorites.
Yeah, 6.5
point favorites.
You know what's crazy? These lines scare me more than. You know, it's like football. I'll always take a double digit unless you just absolutely putrid.
Right.
I will always take a double digit point spread in the NFL. Because I mean, there ain't really no team that's scoring at a clip to cover 12, 13 points every week.
Yeah, but it depends. Huh? It depends on how bad the team they're playing.
That's what I just said. Yeah. I said unless the team is just putrid.
That's what I'm saying.
There are some. I was wondering, like, the Heat, like, when is our stinker run coming up? You know, like, because the Heat have been having a pretty gnarly schedule to start the year, and I was like, oh, December.
Hey, guess what?
That's where it's at.
We talked about this before the season.
Yeah.
That, man, they don't warm up. They hit the season running.
There's not that many bad teams in the NBA, man.
I don't know. Go look at the bottom of that East.
No, lad. Yes, the Wizards.
Wizards,
the
Brooklyn.
Hornets in Brooklyn. Those bad teams, those are already bad. Like, we already know that.
Yeah, but
But I'm saying what the Heat have faced so far. Like, yeah, 20 teams are competitive in the NBA. If 20 of the 30 teams are competitive, that means every night you play 66% of the time, you're facing somebody that's decent.
Yeah, but I was like, when you looked at, like, the 76ers, like, rocket start to the season, I was like, what the hell's going on there? Like, are they really? And then you're like, oh no, they played the Warrior, they played the Wizards and the Nets the entire time, and now they've kind of come back to earth.
He said they played the Wizards and the Nets for the first month of the season.
Pistons are an 11 game winning streak.
Dude, the Pistons are good. Legit.
Right. But then why? Because we knew they were good last season, but who have they faced? They haven't really faced anybody of note.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, it doesn't feel Fugue. Like, they feel like an ascension team. Like, Jalen Dern, first of all, they have Cade Cunningham, who's incredible, right?
Oh, my God.
Duncan Robinson has, like, found, like, the perfect little home. Nobody's yelling at him. Now he's savvy vet dunks, all right?
Well, he's back home. He went to Michigan.
Yeah, he is. But and then Jalen Duren's playing incredible for them.
You can't be that big, that strong, that young.
I know.
It's not fair.
No, nah, dude.
I mean, we said that about LeBron. We said that about Shaq.
But this dude is like, he's just nothing but muscles.
Yeah.
And you're like, you shouldn't be this athletic and you're actually skilled for
yourself. You know who the last person we said that about? Joel Embiid.
He's not, but Joel Embiid's always kind of had like lethargic run. Like, anytime Joel Embiid jumps,
I see what you're saying. This dude has
flubber on his shoes, like the way he jumps. Remember Flubber, Robin Williams with the old Disney movie?
Sure.
I'll take my mind.
The green flubber. Yeah.
It's a little bit of a dated reference. Well, I apologize.
All the movies that you could go to describe.
That's how we tested Flubber.
You went with Flubber.
That's how we tested it, dude. He put it on the bottom of his shoes.
Bad reference.
We gotta get Mike Biamonte back in the lab before he retires.
Oh yeah, before he retires, you gotta get like a list of like drops.
He does it every year.
But yeah. I know.
I need a second round. We're working hard. Tonight, I don't think Jimmy Butler's gonna play. I definitely don't think Steph's gonna play. Jimmy, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. You know,
it depends on what he did last night.
He had a good
30.
He had a good game last night.
No,
they
lost. No.
Oh, you talking about what? I got you.
I got you.
I'm happy you brought that up because that was the next question.
We normally on the same wavelength, and you just whoop.
No. Because I'm thinking, 45 minute flight. Does he go? Because I'm happy you.
They
said
gonna get
that.
In at what? They get in about 11:12.
They probably got home. They probably got in there by 11:30. They got to be good in South Florida by 11:30.
Mm-hmm. It's a quick one.
But here's my question, and this is a good question because you're talking to a former athlete. If you come to a city that you used to stay, or you might have residence, do you go straight to your home, or do you go to the hotel with the team?
The problem is that you get on a bus because with the flight, the buses are right by the plane. So you wouldn't be able to go. You would have to go from the hotel.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
So because nobody would meet you at
like
the tarmac.
Usually when we fly in, the buses are right outside the plane. You get right on the buses and then leave. Okay. So it's not like you're going through the airport.
Like a gate.
In Minnesota, we went through a gate.
Mm.
But some places you just land and get on the bus right from there. Or they land it so you know how to have the outside stairs and the buses are right there.
Mm,
so it's not they try to avoid having you go through the terminal at all costs. But when I went back to Cleveland, I called my boys, hey, let's go get something to eat. But it's different in football. Because you got like bed check and stuff like that. What the NBA does is like we got the morning shoot around. That'll keep you.
Yeah, they definitely aren't going to shoot around.
That's what I'm saying. So Jimmy went out last night. They went out last night. You had to. They went out last night.
Yeah.
So
except Steph. Steph probably took a nap.
Nah, Steph probably. Come on, man.
I would say they probably went to try to find something to eat. Oh, right?
They're going to find something to eat.
There's some choices.
11:30, 12 in South Beach.
Yeah, you're gonna find something. Wynwood, South Beach, you can find something.
Well, Eric Spoelstra, before the Warriors game yesterday, he was asked about facing off against Jimmy Butler again. Here's what Coach Spo had to say on that.
Do you expect an emotional game, or you think since you've already played the Warriors and Jimmy and AK,
I don't know. We'll be open to whatever it ends up being. But we already have done the game,
right?
So
How many games do we have to play, you know, for not to be the, you know, the big storyline?
I don't know.
Hey. I think he was accusing Ira of being lazy.
Of what? Just of pot stirring?
No. Just, you know, when you don't really have any good questions, you can always go to the Jimmy angle.
It's a story. I mean, like, I'm not busting on Ira for asking the most obvious question.
Again, with how this team is playing,
mm-hmm.
how much different this team looks, how is the Jimmy thing still a big deal?
It is.
Is Jimmy a bigger deal than LeBron?
When
LeBron came back.
The first LeBron game was on Christmas.
No.
No, it was a huge game. Danny Granger, your hero for life.
Listen.
But you see what I'm saying?
What, he dropped 30 in that thing?
I don't remember what the number was, but he buoyed that Christmas win, and it was a great time. Time was had by all.
Leroy, nothing was gonna be bigger than LeBron.
Right. But I'm just saying.
The Jimmy return last year was more hostile than LeBron's. LeBron's return was not his first game. The Heat gave a real tribute, not like a token tribute. And he wasn't booed. He was cheered by Heat fans. Like Jimmy Butler and the frostiness last year, the tension between Bam and him on the court, like pregame, nobody staring at it. The only person who said hello to him was Kevin Love and I think Terry Rozier. That was it. Everybody else like completely ignored him, which by the way is what half of what he did in the season in the pregame huddles. He was like, he didn't even want to look at anybody. So it wasn't it wasn't undeserved frostiness. But the thing is right now is, look, the Heat are playing well right now, and hot damn, they've really come out the other side on this trade pretty good. Yep. Like they not only got Davion Mitchell, who's been playing great for them, they not only have a comfortable Andrew Wiggins, but part of this trade was
say it again.
A comfortable Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you but love the coup, this, but you the love coup, this trade now.
Well, the coup de grace is trading Slo-Mo and Kevin Love for Norman Powell. Yeah. So this thing has turned into a pretty rosy deal for the Miami Heat. On top of it, you got Giakachonis, which, by the way, I watched the G League last night.
Again?
Are you saying that as far as he played again last night, or you can't believe I'm actually wasting time watching the Sky
Force? Second time. No, I don't care. I know you're going to watch Sky Force. Sky Force is okay. That's the G League affiliate. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
It's when you watch the Euros in the summer. Like in August, that's a little cuckoo.
The thing that's weird about the G League is it's got its own rules, and so like,
do you get 10 fouls?
I don't remember how many fouls you get, but the thing that's,
I know in summer league you get 10 fouls.
The thing is,
oh no, you can't foul out in summer league.
I think summer league they've changed from can't foul out to 10 fouls, but the G League they try some things where like they
you
do.
Know if you get 10 fouls, what that's called? Assault.
Well, here's what happened yesterday.
Point for Leroy.
10 fouls.
So in the G League, you have one free throw for 2 points. They don't do two free throws. They're trying to move it along a little bit. So unless it's an and one. So like if you get fouled, they just do one shot for two. That's the free throws because they're trying to move these games along. And by the way, it's probably a smart thing because these games are very high scoring, very little defense. Very little defense in the G League.
So then why, when these guys come here, they say you can get in when you play defense when dude ain't played a lick of defense all year?
I don't know, but they're not playing any defense. I watched a game that got up to 154 the other day. Yesterday was much more competitive, but it was still 130 to 129. It was like these games are high scoring, dude. Not a lot of defense.
Chucking up threes.
Threes willy-nilly to the basket, you know. I don't think anybody, you know, it's like it's almost like nobody wants to look bad on defense. But you know, that whatever. They didn't have a first round pick this year. They got a first round pick, they got Giakachonis. And so, yeah, I think the Heat have come out for having the screws put to them and Jimmy nuking every trade left and right. I do think the Heat came out pretty strong on the Jimmy Butler trade.
Essentially
Norman Powell, Davion Mitchell, Wiggins and a first round pick for him? Damn, dude, that's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal for the for Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg and the crew to pull off.
Now can we be honest?
Oh, of course, Posh.
Can you be honest?
Sure.
You didn't have the same attitude last year.
Yeah, I know. But it took. But well, last year wasn't a good trade. Last year, woo-hoo, bad year last year.
You know what's crazy about this? And Vlad, I'm going to tell you why I get annoyed by this. Because for the last 3 years, this dude has been telling me about January basketball and the push for the playoffs and all of this. Don't worry about it, baby. We'll get it done. We're going to get playoff Jimmy. Or he, you know, he turns it on.
Don't ignore the season I was loud right on it.
Okay. But then these new guys come here.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Wiggins flies all the way across the country, and you call him a bum within a week. So what gives? He don't get no time?
We're doing the same take. What are you doing, rerun shows today? Like, yeah, I get it. I was hard on Andrew Wiggins. Like, you got anything else in the arsenal, dude? Like, I honestly, like, how many times are you gonna go back to this well?
No.
How many times are you going to go back to the well?
You brought it up.
Listen, I will say this. I'll tell you this on the Andrew Wiggins deal. Like, it's a nice part of the deal. Like, out of, like, the best part of the deal, like, it's the lowest ranking of the deal.
Wait,
you know?
What?
Out of Norman Powell, Davion Mitchell, then it's Andrew Wiggins. What?
Norman Powell.
We don't have to time out. The show has to go on.
Norman Powell didn't come in until this season.
That's why it's a full trade now. Trade had to evolve. It's like a Pokemon.
Hey. Nah, man, no.
It's like a Pokemon,
no,
dude.
You're not
form?
You're not slithering your way out of this.
What do you mean, dude?
I feel like I want to Pikachu you right now.
Yeah, dude, you were wrong.
How so?
You were wrong on your take on Andrew Wiggins, right? You can't say that he's the lowest of the trade. No.
For right now, he is.
No.
That's the lowest of a great trade. There's no shame in third place.
I would say it's Powell, Wiggins, and then Davion.
But Powell, that's
because
what I'm saying.
Powell and Wiggins play the most.
We're quibbling. But
yeah,
you would agree that Powell is the top notch and that this trade didn't fully become fruitful.
Yeah, but Wiggins was already here.
Yeah, I understand. I understand he was, but he wasn't as good as he was this year that he was last year.
Yeah, we discussed why last year.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All right. I love. Can I just tell you something?
Kind of weird, though. It kind of feels like you just backed in. It kind of feels like you just got boxed in.
Hey.
It kind of feels like you just got boxed in.
Vlad. No, I was just trying to end the conversation. But Vlad.
Well, that's rich for bringing up 4-month-old takes.
Every time we question what he said in the past versus the different things he's saying now, all he does is throw up one of them smoke bombs. Boom, and go into the other room.
I haven't gone to the other room. The thing that's actually funny about it is I have an evolved thought on how the trade has worked out since they've gotten Norman Powell with it and how the team is clicking together. And you want to bring up stuff about Andrew Wiggins from last year that wasn't wrong. It was actually true. And now he's more comfortable. He's playing better in a better role this year, which, by the way, he's not being looked upon to be Jimmy Butler last year. He's like the fourth option on this team now. So how do you look at that as the same? It's not.
Okay.
Like, if you don't look at it as a different situation, I don't know what to tell you.
So what you're trying to say is that you've taken the time to look at the trade in full.
Yes.
Instead of how you were reacting when the trade happened.
Yes.
Oh.
Which you mean, like,
so
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know if you guys know this. In sports, you're going to have very emotional reactions to big emotional moments. And then things can kind of, when you have more information, your opinion can evolve on things. I didn't know if that was against the rules. I apologize.
Okay. I'm just happy that you're saying.
It's kind of like, you know.
You went all out and tobed out.
Yep. And none of it wrong, by the way.
Well, you see.
Wrong.
At that time? Or
no.
At that time?
Nope.
You weren't wrong.
Just never wrong. Just early.
This guy.
Never wrong. Everything that I've said about last year has come into fruition and true. He's more comfortable. By the way, Eric Spoelstra completely revamped what was a different team last year. So you can't look at last year. It's like looking back at another movie. The story's over.
But now we're in a new. But wasn't what Leroy was telling you was give it some time?
No. All he was saying was, oh, poor Andrew. Like, you know, like, listen, it's a tough thing. I get it, but oh well. Now, comfortable. We're all happy. But he wants to keep up bringing old stuff. It's not evolved. It's old. It's over. And you just want to keep going back to the Andrew Wiggins thing from last February. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.